CNN, Moms Who Voted for Joe Biden Voted for Glenn Youngkin. By Dr. Susan Berry on November 8, 2021. CNN's Pamela Brown found some Virginia mothers who voted for Joe Biden in the 2020 presidential election but ended up voting for Republican Glenn Youngkin in the governor's race last week. Brown interviewed four Virginia moms, one Democrat, two independents, and one unaffiliated, but three of whom admitted to voting for Biden in 2020. All said they were the reason for Youngkin's overwhelming victory on Election Day. There's one key issue all four of these women say played a huge part in their choosing a Republican: feeling hurt about their child's education, Brown stated. The moms in this CNN interview dismissed critical race theory, CRT, and mask mandates as key issues for them, despite a Fox News voter analysis survey that found the teaching of tenets of CRT in schools was a top issue among Virginia voters. The survey polled over 2,500 Virginia voters and found 25% of them viewed CRT as the single most important factor they considered when deciding who to support for governor, the report said. Breitbart News noted. Out of the quarter of voters who considered CRT to be the greatest election priority, 70% voted for now-governor-elect Glenn Youngkin, R, and 29% cast their ballots for Democrat Terry McAuliffe. As a whole, 72% of voters said CRT was important to them, and 28% said it was not. The moms interviewed by CNN cited their children's learning loss during the pandemic shutdowns as essential, and what they saw as McAuliffe's dismissive attitude toward their concerns. Well, parents were very angry during school closures at the teachers' unions and, for me, the nail in the coffin was on his last day of campaigning, Kay Greenwald said. He brought the head of the teachers' union to his rally and she spoke and it was like someone just poked me right in the eye and said, "Don't you think you want to have a say in your education? Well, you're not going to." American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten minimized academic learning loss after teachers' unions urged school shutdowns and blocked their reopening. Weingarten placed more emphasis on social and emotional learning loss, the federally promoted education concept that has served as the primary vehicle for CRT. The moms said they were also offended by former President Barack Obama's statements their concerns amounted to a phony, trumped-up culture war. "I just feel like they're really tone-deaf," one mom said, while another added the Democrats reminded us of the school boards. "They weren't looking at the concerns on the ground," she said. "We were really concerned about our kids' education, and the Democrats were not listening to that." The mothers agreed Youngkin, and his wife, listened to parents' concerns. Republican public relations operative Logan Dobson zeroed in further on the dismissive quality of elitist Democrats. Leftist activist Amy Siskind, for example, tweeted she is disgusted by non-college educated moms. One Virginia mother told CNN it was really tone-deaf to just discount parents in the whole educational struggle and, you know, make it about Trump all of the time, but, on Thursday Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, DNY, continued on the theme of Trump bashing by attempting to tie Youngkin to a negative view of the former president. Gillibrand told MSNBC Youngkin won his election because he followed in Trump's footsteps, lying to people about COVID and what are safe practices for kids. Former Obama campaign manager Stephanie Cutter also apparently saw a need to warn Democrats Wednesday on MSNBC. "The one thing that we need to make sure of is that Republicans in 2022 don't become as the party of parents. We're the ones that care about school funding," she argued. Though, again, parents who voted in the Virginia governor's race and in school board elections around the country appeared more concerned about being declared domestic terrorists by leftist educrats. In a memo to his colleagues last week, Representative Jim Banks, RN, chairman of the Republican Study Committee, RSC, said, "In light of the victory of now-governor-elect Glenn Youngkin in Virginia, the Republican Party must become the party of parents. Democrats are attacking our schools in new ways, and conservatives must adjust," Banks wrote. Glenn Youngkin understood this. He knew parents weren't just concerned about traditional education issues, but rather viewed education as an extension of the culture war.